TED Audio Collective.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. In these deeply polarizing times, it's discouraging to see and hear the vitriol and bias aimed at so many vulnerable communities. In the face of this damaging rhetoric, how can we change someone's perspective? David Fleischer offers some hope and helpful tactics. David's a community organizer who shares successful tools from his team's canvassing process that might be the key to helping others abandon their prejudice.
What would it take to help human beings become less prejudiced? Having spent a lifetime fighting prejudice as a community organizer, I'm still asking myself that question. And I'm here to report some progress. Thanks to our team at the Los Angeles LGBT Center. Our team's story began November 2008, Election Day. The lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community expected a huge victory at the ballot box on gay marriage. And then California voters rejected us, and the LGBT community was shocked and outraged and really didn't know what had happened. And I had an idea that maybe if we wanted to understand what had happened, we needed to go out to the neighborhoods where we'd been crushed. We needed to seek out the voters who voted against us and ask them why they did that. I didn't know if those voters would want to talk with us, but they did. And we started to gain new insight into how to change hearts and minds in a measurable way, in a long-lasting way, with a relatively simple intervention, a 10-minute one-on-one conversation that we call deep canvassing. What do we do when we're deep canvassing that's so different from any other conversation? I can show you. Here's Virginia on our team talking with a voter in Miami.
You're not 100% in favor? It sounds like you kind of are moving away from the 10. What number feels right for you? A 5? Okay. And so it sounds like that you moved to a 5 because of the bathroom situation.
That's right.
The bathrooms.
There is one thing that disturbed me. Yeah. I don't know if, let's say, a man that is a mm-hmm. using his man clothing goes into a ladies' room. That I would not like.
Cool. Where does that come from, that feeling, that understanding?
Because I'm from South America. In South America, we don't like fags.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Is that what you refer to as, like, transgender or all gay people, or?
Be whatever you are, or whatever God made you, and keep being like that, not try to be, cut yourself out to be something else.
Tough situation, right? Maybe you'd want to walk away if you were there. But the upside of having a voter use a word like fag is we know they're comfortable enough with us to be honest with us. And that kind of rapport turns out to be essential if we want to change their mind. So Virginia doesn't walk away, but what we've learned is this is a moment where we've got to react. First of all, we've always got to react. Otherwise, the voter doesn't know we're listening to them and understanding them. But in this case, Virginia particularly needs to react to the ad hominem because we can never let anything like that stand. But notice the choices Virginia makes as they react.
Like for me, so I'm gay. So you said like fag yeah, earlier? Yeah. Yeah, I'm gay.
Tell me. I'm just trying to study the person I'm asking. If you are, you are. Well,
yeah.
God bless you. But why is that it made you take that decision? Because you have a woman body.
So for me, it wasn't really a decision or like a choice. It was like, this is just who I am. And so how I feel is that I love who I love, like for who that person is. And then my body and like gender, right? It doesn't necessarily match the fact that who I feel on the inside, like as a woman, or I don't identify as a woman actually.
Virginia's just blown his mind with two different decisions. Virginia has, number one, reacted with directness. And simultaneously, number two, Virginia has been kind. That combination of directness and kindness, that's how you or I would talk with somebody who we really care about, right? That's being a decent human being. And what we've learned and what makes these conversations work is when we show up as human, that's when we're able to affect the people we're talking with. Now, maybe you're wondering, who doesn't know that? But the answer would be, if you were to volunteer with a conventional campaign canvas to go door knocking, you'd most likely be given a script and asked to recite it verbatim to the greatest extent possible at every door. Political consultants call this, quote unquote, delivering a message. By contrast, Virginia's combination of kindness and directness and listening pulls the voter in and engages him. He wants to talk more. And that's important because right now, Virginia does know that this voter has an opinion. But what Virginia does not yet know is that opinion grounded in the voter having any real lived experience with LGBT people?
You never met anybody who's gay or transgender?
Never.
So we don't usually use the word fag. So.
Well, yeah, yeah. I'm losing my.
So just gay or transgender words.
Transgender.
Yeah. Well, I can tell that when you're saying it, you're not mean. You don't say it with like negative or bad feelings.
No, it was just my way of being. Like you just said it.
Yeah. Do you remember? So one of the things too that why I know it's not really a choice for me is like. Right now, I am madly in love with this person. Their name is Lourdes.
Lourdes.
Yeah, beautiful name. And they're a teacher, and they're gorgeous. And I'd love to show you a picture because you showed me one of yours. That's my partner. I'm head over heels. Like, I can't even begin to tell you that I want to spend the rest of my life with this person.
Virginia just offered this voter his first real lived experience with an LGBT person. Virginia offered themselves. Virginia's preferred pronouns are they and them. And what we've learned is that telling our story is absolutely the number two most effective thing we can do when we want to reduce prejudice. Yay for number two. But to go deep, we've learned that we have to go beyond telling our story because we've got to go beyond telling. Think about the last time you changed your mind about something really important. Did it happen because somebody told you to hurry up and change? I doubt it. And so now Virginia is going to do what we've learned is the number one most effective thing we can do to reduce somebody's prejudice. And yes, it's even more powerful than telling our truth.
But that sounds like when you talk, like that there's a lot of love in your tone too.
Well, so one thing about that, love is very that's showing.
Yeah.
58 years married, and now
yeah.
I have to take care of everybody. Really take care of everything. Thank you.
Yeah. How does that make you feel?
I feel like God gave me still love to love a disabled person.
Yeah.
And care about it.
That resonates a lot with me because like I know that I'm going to take care of Lourdes for the rest of my life.
And well, maybe she will take care of me.
I know. Well, we'll take care of each other.
Well, you just saw the number one most powerful thing in action. Virginia helped the voter discover and reflect on his own real lived experience. And now the entire conversation is grounded in reality, and this is the moment where the voter gets to put the pieces together and decide for himself what feels true to him.
But I tell you the truth, this is the first time.
Yeah.
And I thank you that I could ask questions like this and be responded with elegance. And,
well, yeah, so that's why we're out here.
Probably I was mistaken.
So I've shown you just 5 minutes of this beautiful conversation. The researchers found that we're having a large impact. And when they say large, what they mean is that the decline in prejudice against transgender people that we're able to achieve in 10 minutes is comparable to the decline in prejudice against gay men and lesbians that took more than a decade. From doing this work, what we know is people can change. We can help them change.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Washington, D.C. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Mid-Atlantic. Want to listen to the full talk? Find David's talk and more at TED.com/TEDxShorts. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.